Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. It is 510 here, 90 degrees on this Tuesday, August 12th, 2025. Just to move from the discussion of, I've heard the argument for over a year now. The mayor of Scranton does not live in Scranton. Well, she definitely owns a house in Scranton. That I could confirm to you. Now, some people say, yes, she owns a house, but she doesn't actually live there. It's in, for appearance only. Well, I can't find another residence in Lackawanna County that neither her or her husband own. Through a record search. So it's the only house that the two of them own. What I do find, though, is that the home, and I won't say where it is even though it's public record, but the home in Scranton owned by the mayor of Scranton and her husband does not have a homestead exemption, which I find odd. Could be a reason why or why not there's not a homestead exemption, but I don't understand why they would not have one. This was signed into law in 2006. The Taxpayer Relief Act provides property tax reduction allocations to be distributed by the Commonwealth to each school district. Property tax reduction will be through the homestead or farmstead exclusion. Generally, most homeowners occupied homes and farms are eligible for property tax reduction. Only a primary residence is eligible for property tax relief. Under the law, homestead is defined as a dwelling, including a parcel of land which the dwelling is located and the other improvement located on the parcel for which the following may apply. Basically, you have to live in the house. It's primarily used as the domicile of the owner who is a natural person. The homestead for real property qualifying under this paragraph shall not include the land in which the dwelling is located on. The dwelling is a unit in a condominium as a term defined by section blah, 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 blah. Basically, you have a homestead if you live in a residential home. Homestead exemption on your taxes. That's usually recorded on the deed. I do not see one. So it's unusual that there's not a homestead exemption on the only home they own and live in. Again, could be a reason why. That's the only odd thing I can find. Other than that, it's the only home in their name that I could find in Lackawanna County. So until it's proven otherwise, she lives in Scranton. And again, the only anomaly that I could find is there's no homestead exemption, which may be a question to ask. Why don't you have the homestead exemption since the homestead exemption, you must live in the home as your primary residence? So again, we'll move on from there because that really wasn't part of my discussion today. Nor do I, it's like them trying to block people who pay taxes in Scranton to not speaking at city council meetings where both their solicitor or the president of the city council really don't know their own rules or what they follow. If you pay taxes in Scranton, you can speak at one of those meetings. That includes the payroll tax. So if you work in Scranton, even though you live maybe, say, in Clark Summit, you can go speak at a Scranton council meeting because you are taxed by them, and it is either a homeowner or taxpayer. So there you go. The more you know, right? Let me see where we were going to go from here. So there was this large meeting about the data centers at Valley View. Did anyone attend this meeting at Valley View? They said about 200 people showed up. So this was Monday, yesterday afternoon, state Senate hearing on the data center where a panel of experts largely touted the benefits of the rapidly growing artificial intelligence-fueled industry rushing to build sprawling facilities throughout Northeast Pennsylvania. Now, the Valley View School District, that area that they cover is one of the more isolated areas. I believe four data centers are either in the works or planning stages for that area. But they addressed a large crowd yesterday. And again, if anyone went there to this meeting, let me know because I'd love to hear your input. You could text it in if you want. And again, the most data centers proposal in Northeast Pennsylvania at 5 across its 3 towns. So 5 data centers are planned for the Valley View School District areas through the 3 towns that are around it. Panel of experts from across disciplines testified for over 3 hours, Senate Majority Policy Committee hearing, chaired by State Senator Rosemary Brown, State Senator Dave Argel, Rush Township, and Chairman of the Senate Majority Policy Committee, whose district encompasses Schuylkill, Carbon, and Southern Luzerne County. There are at least 9 data center projects proposed across Lackawanna and Luzerne County, with 3 in Archibald, 1 projected in each proposed in Blakely, Jessup, and Clifton, Covington Townships, Hazel Township, Salem Township, tapping into the nuclear power plant at Sugarloaf Township. Argel and Brown, who requested the hearing and solicited written questions from constituents, opened with remarks emphasizing the need for information on data centers. The hearing was neither for nor against data centers, but rather an educational and uncovering updated factual information, Brown said. At the very core of this hearing is the question, why? Why do we need data centers, and why is it so pressing, Brown said, pointing to the use of data centers in everything from online shopping to Google searches to ChatGPT. The questions then jumps to, how do we provide and keep up with these demands? How do we take advantage of the economic benefits while ensuring our power grid, our water supply, and environment, health and safety, security, and citizens are always protected at the highest level? Now, there were some key points in there. Water supply and power grid. Those are the two at the top of that list that should be on everyone's mind when discussing these. One, they use a lot of liquid water, and sometimes they tap into groundwater to cool their facilities, and they use a ton of power. The power is more talked about. Water supply is not so much. Now, there are operations to where they use something like an antifreeze, which recirculates, so they're not using groundwater. They have their own fluid in the system. But then you have to realize, okay, what if there is some sort of breakdown? What if there is some sort of leak? Is this hazardous to the environment? What happens if this gets into groundwater or leaks out? You know, where do we stand there? Is there a retention built underneath it to capture anything that could possibly leak out of these places? There have been data centers to where they ran wells dry because they used so much water. The demand was to so much there. That's why a lot of our, most of our nuclear power plants are built on waterways, on rivers, on lakes. Because they on the ocean, because they do use a tremendous amount of water to flush the system for cooling. Right there, the two is. After that, okay, how does this benefit the economy for local governments? How does this benefit the residents of the local governments? Aesthetic-wise, how is it going to change the dynamic of our communities? Is it going to be an eyesore? Is there going to be noise issues? What is it going to be when it gets to this sort of thing? So a lot of questions ahead, and they are rushing this. And that's not necessarily a bad thing if it's done properly. Not looking the other way because either you see dollar signs or you see jobs or you see – it needs to be looked at holistically. It needs to be looked at to say, is this going to be the next coal mining industry in Pennsylvania? Which, again, was a great thing, but it had its negative effects, and they are still being felt today. Or is this going to be the development of the next generation? And we're at that fork in the road. And to have meetings like this, and again, if anybody was there, you know, let me know how it went. I believe it was recorded and it's out there. I have not had a chance to look at it, but I'm going to. Again, as someone who was immediately a proponent for these types of things, because I think they are needed, and I think, you know, why not have them here? When I see some of the downfalls of it to where energy rates for surrounding communities sometimes suffer, to where they do go up, because with increased demand and not an increase of supply, prices go up. To make the power grid more robust going to these facilities, they do need to upgrade those systems. Well, why should we have to pay for that? That should be incorporated into the cost of building these companies, not say, well, we're going to improve the lines for everyone, so everyone's going to pay. No, we don't share in the cost for them. and their data centers to make money. They're there to benefit us. They're there to make themselves an asset to the community, not only the tax base, but our power supply, our energy rates, jobs, and our economy. So those are the things that are elected leaders. And in this case, all the way down to the township levels, school district boards, counties, and our state government, and eventually federal government when it gets to nuclear power plants and power supplies and such like that. But some of the out-of-the-box ideas to where these companies now build their own power supply, well, that reduces demand for surrounding communities, which should in turn reduce costs. Make those power grids more reliable. Have separate entities. But again, when you look at water supplies and aquifers and groundwater and where we stand then, we have to make sure we're doing the right thing. So good they're having these meetings. Good they're having them here in our backyard, because there are a lot of planned facilities here, and it is the wave of the future. It's 5:21 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together.